interested in. Yeah, he watched the wrong content again. But wasn't he denying the Earth is round like a couple seasons
ago? He got caught up, bro.
Let him go.
Yeah. He got caught up.
You better watch what you say about Kyrie, dude.
Why?
You just called him the R word?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's an African American.
No, yeah. But he's also retarded.
To be fair, we're gonna need a, you know, an in-depth. We used to think that, you know, the Earth was the center of the universe. We have big Earth shattering revelations all the time in science,
right? But the Earth is definitely not
for
flat.
For sure. We know that.
So we've been told.
But people used to think that. They know the sun was the center of, you know, we had the Copernican revolution.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah.
Maybe the next Copernican revolution is that black people are Jewish. Maybe not. I don't know. I'm applying the scientific method. All doubt. Science is real, guys. I'm all doubt. I'm all doubt.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe women are Jews. I don't know, dude. I don't know.
I never even thought of that. Dude. Women are the true Jews.
That's got to be so funny, though.
The thing, Alan Dulles was life of the party.
Yeah.
So everyone would be like, people didn't even know what the CIA was doing. They were like, well, that guy's kind of fun. Tons of affairs. He had sex with the Queen of Greece.
He was pretty sick.
Sex with the Queen of Greece, and apparently he was.
This guy does have some positives.
He was way into James
Bond. Some cool news.
He was going around like destabilizing Guatemala, like. A little tiny gun. He was like,
"It's like nice. I started another genocide in Indonesia. We've done it again, brother."
Well, he used to write the author of James Bond all the time, Ian Fleming, or whatever his name was. He would write him constantly, and he'd be like, apparently Fleming eventually put in a CIA guy that was supposedly based off Alan Dulles into the thing. So.
What a bunch of fucking jerks.
Yeah, but apparently the dude was getting pumped, and he was petitioning the CIA to make James Bond weaponry, and they had to be like, dudes, this doesn't exist. It's a fantasy. Please stop. Please stop giving us James. We can't make you James Bond weapons. He'd be like, shame.
A lot of those guys are like drunk as balls, too.
Yeah.
They're always drunk and always lying to each other.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
It's really fucked up.
Fucking open mic comics. Yeah. Just hammered lying to each other at all times.
Those dudes were always talking shit on each other, destabilizing countries, and also were balls-ass drunk.
Yeah. You guys were fucked up.
Now we're here.
Well, that's what they say. They say, whatchamacallit, that was the reason for Vietnam as well. Like, Churchill and the French, whoever the French guy was.
Helicopters and heroin.
Well, apparently the... Churchill and whoever's representing France were like, yeah, Ho Chi Minh is definitely, you can't fuck him up. And the fucking Dulles went, you guys are lame. Walked out on the convention. He was first time. So
you guys did it the European way.
Yep.
Wait till you see the American way. We're going to go fuck them up.
And apparently they say, you know, he was careful to be like, dude, I want to blame everything bad in the world that happened. But he goes, it was the start of us being like, we got this. We're going to go in there. He's like, we could have potentially avoided the Vietnam War. At all costs.
Well, that leads us straight to John F. Kennedy.
Yep.
Because he was trying to pull out, dude.
Constantly got to take pills who are at war with each other, who have an organization called the CIA that says our work will be done when no one knows what the truth is. Well, when your government has an agency whose mission it is to make sure nobody knows what the truth, you have to ask yourself, have we gotten more or less intelligent?
Yeah.
Have we evolved or are we devolving? When we don't know the principles of nature and we're seeding the eyes with the skies with aluminum and barium and trying to control the sun, and we're making fake global warming by billionaires to make the rich rich and the poor more poor. I mean, we've gotten so far from the truth of what life is and what it's all about that it's going to, and it is costing us dearly. The United States last year spent $3 trillion to manage diabetes. That's one illness.
Damn.
One illness. The United States defense budget, which is the most expensive in the world, is $1.9 trillion. We're spending $3 trillion a year to manage diabetes, which is a problem of eating food that is not high quality, that has no nutrition, and eating too much sugar, which is highly addictive. Sugar has been shown by Candace Pert to be as addictive as morphine and heroin, and it's laced in everything. It's in bacon. It's in meat. We've gotten to a level of trickery.
I think they got into some heat because he was not. I think you can just go around. You can say where the true Israel is.
Yeah, there's no problem.
I don't think
with
anyone
that.
Cares. It's when you add Jews control the media and Hollywood.
Right.
Even though
Every Asian.
If you Google it.
if they made a yearbook of all the Hollywood producers over the years.
And that's fine. That's a Jewish industry.
That looks like my family tree.
Exactly. Yeah.
Who cares? But their argument is it leads to that slippery slope that ends up in...
You can't say slope, I don't think. I'm just saying. You've gotten in trouble for stuff like this in the past.
That hurts, dude.
Yeah, true. Failed as a Patriot. I didn't see the blue.
I gotta start
looking at the sky a little more carefully.
We saw where this weekend JFK got assassinated.
Oh, did you really?
Hell yeah.
How was it?
Oh, it's fucking amazing. It's obvious that that's not how it happened. There's no way he could have made that shot from that window. Because like the window's facing like this way. And then he gets hit like over here. So he would have had to lean out the window with the rifle. Everybody would have saw him.
Yeah.
Like everybody would have saw him if he did that shit. He would have had to be like a top tier marksman.
Why did I think it was like from a fence or something?
You thought it was from a fence? Well, that probably is where it came
some
from.
Some people say from the sewers.
Okay. Ooh.
Some people say they're in
and the right sewer. When it happens, if you watch the video, somebody like opens an umbrella. It's a bunch of weird shit with that shit. Yeah, it's a bunch of weird shit.
Dude, I'm on a conspiracy right now, and this obviously isn't the most savory one, but you saw the movie. Did you guys all see the movie, You People?
Yeah,
I think there's a conspiracy there.
There's something there.
Something's going on. There is something there. Kanye went nuts, and all of a sudden, I think again, this isn't the hottest take.
Yeah.
I think Jews might be punishing black people with You People, dude. Oh.
That movie sucks. Dude. It's the worst.
Dude, I'm not going to say whatever. It is what it was, but you got to tell me Kanye said what he said, obviously. Yeah. You don't have to agree with it. I don't agree with it. I think it's terrible what he said.
A lesser man would.
Yeah, it's terrible, dude. But all of a sudden, they have Jonah Hill taking down the queen, dude.
Yes.
Nipsey's ex-wife.
Yes,
yeah. Nipsey's I didn't like ex-wife. That.
True.
They're all fucking rocking the same Patriot beak in court. So funny.
The way beak.
Dude, you're going to jail for life. You're risking jail for life.
Like, I better not get a cold. The last thing I want is to be under the weather when I arrive.
I think they have to wear them in court because the judge is wearing them too. But it's so funny that all of them fucking sag their mask. It's like the best move ever.
Yeah.
Be like serious RICO charges facing 20 years. And you're just like dude, I'm going to bring my nose out of this
I'm
fucking case.
I'm going to be able to breathe during this.
It's uncomfortable. But yeah, dude, he's on camera, and I've been watching a lot of criminal defense lawyers like break stuff down, and this one guy, I think his name's Bruce Rivers, he came under fire because people were like, "Fuck you, dude! You hate Tate. You're a hater."
Did guard dog just leave to take a shit?
I think so.
Oh my god, dude! What the fuck? He's shitting on air.
Guard dog had to shit.
Oh my god.
He definitely woke up late.
He's lying about
his car.
Dude.
He's lying about his car.
Oh,
that's his morning shit right now.
I think so. He smokes way too much. We have to talk about his cigarette intake, dude.
Oh, my God.
He's terrible. A fucking cigarette smoker's ass. He probably puffed like 5 cigarettes on the way here and jarred one loose. He'll get his when he sits back down. Dude, so they were, he did like a seminar basically on how to start a webcam business. And it was, he's on there being like, you have to control these women's minds. You can't tell them the truth. Like, blah, blah, blah. His story was that he had 5 girlfriends at the time, and he decided he's like reading a book about how to make money. He goes, I need assets. And he's like, well, if I have 5 girlfriends, I can have turn them into assets for me. So he according to him,
he's pimping.
His own words, the what?
It's pimping.
Pimping. He even did say on the thing, like, you could apply what I'm about to tell you to street pimping if you wanted to.
Yeah.
But he's like, it's all about, but whatever. So then, you know, and again, he's obviously trying to be like sensational and stuff, but his story was that according to himself, he called all 5 of his girlfriends and said, I'm flying you all in here, sat them down in front of him and said, I'm on some G shit right now. You guys are going to start making me some money with this webcam shit. And they all found out that they were like, they're part of like a 6-piece relationship. 3 of them left, 2 stayed.
Nice.
Not bad, actually.
It's crazy.
But there's like, so that alone is they were brought there on false pretenses. So, but it's real hazy. So this guy's just breaking it down, like all the parts where deception could possibly come into play. And especially when you're using your own words, like it doesn't look good for you.
Can't trick women.
You should. Yeah, you can. Well, you can. You shouldn't. That's the thing. You can. You should not. It's very mean to do.
Guard dog, how was it?
Mixed with like chlorine.
Oh, I can see that. I had a weird, fucked up taste in my mouth after COVID for like 2 months.
That's the smell. It smells like the taste.
It's disgusting, dude. Yeah. I would like go
disgusting.
like
I would push the back. I go like this. Pause. Push it back in my throat, and like fluid would like come out of like my. It wasn't like boogers. It was fluid.
Yeah.
You know what I was calling it? Cyrax fluid. You ever play Mortal Kombat? Punch Cyrax. Oh, yeah. That shit comes out of him.
Yeah.
It was like a machine. It was fucked up, dude.
Yeah. 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 Very metallic machine type of smell and taste.
Dude, I'm telling you, I think now you can say openly like that was made in a lab.
It definitely was made in a lab. Yeah.
I can't wait to see what they make next.
Yeah.
The next one's gonna be when they do like Whooping Cough 2.0.
Woo.
It's gonna be nice, dude.
Yeah, I don't even think they should be focusing on diseases and just like go full into robots and shit.
I don't know, dude. There was that whole Project Veritas stuff where the guy allegedly from Pfizer was saying like, "Yeah, we've been new strains too." Like,
yeah, I saw that.
That stinks, dude.
For them, they're saying like, if we can like make a bunch of new ones and just like go through systematically and try to map out every single evolution this virus can take.
Yeah.
Which first of all, they're leaving out. I'm sure environment shapes the evolution.
100%.
So like lab versus real world. You know what? Don't get me started, dude, on biogenetics. But
you see what's happening in China now? There's some type of fungus attacking everybody's lungs.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the last.
People don't consider fungus. They don't consider fungi, bro.
That's literally
the last of us, bro.
Really?
Spores and shit. Yeah. Yeah. And it's attacking people's lungs in China.
Dude,
it's always China.
I don't know. I feel like the COVID for me made me go like, well, if I'm going to die, maybe I'll die. Maybe I won't. I just don't think about it. I'm like, yeah, if I die, I'm going to die. But I'm not going to like
fuck it.
Sit in my house for 4 years.
Hell no.
Yeah. Fuck that.
You can't be scared.
When 80-year-olds are like, well, make sure kids. It's like, bro, you're 80, dude. Go out like a fucking warrior.
Fix it, or do you think they're just kind of like
sway the game? They have the ref, especially in basketball. Well, football is very easy. You can call holding on any play.
Oh, yeah, shit.
You can disallow a touchdown. But
in
order to fix a game, you need to pay one ref.
Dude, one ref, and think about all the people who have money problems in the NFL. Pass them a few bucks.
Yeah.
Kickers, that's all day long, bro.
Kickers would not do that.
I'm just saying.
They're the most honorable amongst
them. They might be
the most honorable on the gridiron.
You don't think any of those dudes have a, you know. What if someone came up to you and was like, $15,000 for you to bomb the night. Would you do it?
No.
What if you're hurting for cash?
Could you? I don't think he could.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd do it if he tried.
Oh, I could dust off some of the old hits. No, but that's what they're getting paid a lot too.
Sure.
The players.
Sure.
So $15,000 to miss like what? An extra point, a couple extra points, field goal, game important field goal.
I think you're
looking at losing future salary.
And your legacy.
I think it's different. What if they get blackmail on you? You're out of the fucking club the night after. A couple wise guys.
How many do you think Goodfellas are out there?
Oh yeah, bro.
You think they're still Goodfellas?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I guess Goodfellas don't really.
There's
go
still
away.
A lot of those dudes are legit now, but you know.
Sorry, burp again. You see it on camera. I go.
I heard it first. Then I got.
What happened with the Dunnegy guy.
It's that halal chicken, man. It's delicious. No, it's crazy what I'm making.
It's totally acceptable.
Crazy what I'm making.
I've been in the burp chamber quite a bit. Dude.
I'm fucking dying right now.
Julie Brown of Miami Herald, who wrote the series of articles that really outed Epstein. She's convinced that Epstein didn't kill himself.
But will there ever be an investigation?
There's never been any investigation with anything with Epstein. I mean, there's, you know, the last time there was an investigation, it was the Palm Beach Police Department in 2006. I mean, that was the last time. I mean, the feds, as I said earlier, the feds had a list of 32 victims, and they did not indict Epstein on one single count of child abuse. And it's very obvious that Epstein, everything that he did, had been covered up. And as I said earlier, the first known reports of Epstein, of victims going to the FBI, were the Farmer Sisters went to the FBI in 1996. So Jesus Epstein had been Christ. Covered up all those years, Jesus which is, Christ. And like with the Franklin scandal, was a huge network. It was bigger than Epstein's. Was around about half as long as Epstein's, but it was much bigger than Epstein. According to federal and state authorities, not a single child had been abused. That there wasn't a network. I mean, it's, and that shows you, and then with the Epstein stuff, that, you know, all the stuff that went on, like the cover up in 1996, and then the feds covering it up with the 32 victims, it shows how much power had to be deployed to cover that up. And as I said earlier, the only two people that can tell a U.S. attorney to stand down are the attorney general and the president. So someone is, as I said earlier, someone is pulling strings at the apex of power to cover that type of.
So when the, whatchamacallit, when Lawrence King got busted, who was president then? That was
George Herbert Walker.
And he said he was friends with Bush, right?
Yeah, he was friends with everybody.
Did he have, was there things about like the White House tours and like Bush having kids in his house or in the White House?
Well,
like
1 a.m.? Craig Spence, we talked about earlier, the sociopath that lived in Washington, D.C., he took kids and male prostitutes on midnight tours of the White House.
What?
Yes.
Just.
And
he's getting hot dogs and pizzas to the White House.
That's crazy.
From Chicago.
And that has been corroborated.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Male prostitutes going to the White House.
Yeah.
That's nice.
This is all bad.
And at least one underage victim.
One?
At least one. Yeah.
So just hanging there? Or like, did they say like what? Like they were just like night out? Like, you check this out? Or do they imply?
I think Spence just wanted to show some people how much power he had.
Jesus, and, you know, man.
After a night of partying or whatever they did, he said, well, I'm going to take you guys on a tour of the White House. And
that's pretty awesome.
No, yeah, like, wouldn't there be, like, I guess the
president was, there was no real ramifications.
Sometimes.
And George H.W. is just in there just
nightcap
sawing logs.
Yeah.
Little did he know.
You know, there's a little parade.
That's so fucking crazy.
And, you know, the Washington Times broke that story. And the Washington Times also broke stories about Spence's home being wired for audiovisual blackmail.
Where, what being wired?
Spence's home being wired for audiovisual blackmail. Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
So, and unfortunately, the Washington Times is owned by Reverend Moon of Unification Church fame. Mm-hmm. They've done some amazing reporting, but they're tainted. And then the Washington Post did everything it possibly could to cover up Spence's pedophile network.
Who owns the Washington Post?
At that point, it was Katherine Graham.
Okay.
And now son.
It's Bezos.
Son owns the Washington Post.
Oh, no. Who's son? What's Bezos own?
I thought Bezos owned the Post.
He owns part of the Post.
Okay.
Yeah. And then before that, Warren Buffett had owned part of the
Post. Did you watch the show Succession?
I did.
What'd you think about that in terms of like, because that's pretty much what most of the show is about, how people can just completely spin the media narrative and kind of just move politicians to their pleasure.
I didn't think I was going to like it, but I kind of got into it.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Yeah.
It just shows. I mean, and that's in a very fictitious sense.
Sure.
But I think all art reflects reality. Mm. And I think that show really shows that the reality of how easy it is to cover things up and to get away with unbelievable malfeasance.
Yeah.
And how many death threats have you received?
Yeah.
Midway through this podcast, I was like, oh, well, we're going to get killed. We're definitely going to get killed.
I've only had one. And now I've had some very strange stuff happen to me. But especially with my phones.
Really?
But I've only had one death threat. Yeah.
What was the threat? Like, knock it off or like.
There was, so this is, it's kind of interesting.
Stop being a party pooper. We're having fun.
Okay. So. Earlier, I talked about living on an Indian guru's ashram, mm-hmm. and someone who lived there, we maintained a friendship over the years, and he lived in Omaha. And my first trip to Omaha, I knew that something had gone down in Omaha, but I didn't think it was, you know, big and malignant like it was. I didn't think that it was an interstate pedophile network. I didn't think that Boys Town was involved because Lawrence King was plundering Boys Town for underage victims. I knew something had gone down. So I originally went to Omaha very skeptical. And I told my buddy, Dirk, I said, I hadn't seen him for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. And I said, yeah, I'm going to go to Omaha. And he goes, well, why do you want to come to Omaha? And I said, well, I want to, I'm looking into this story. And, you know, he was a little, he was a little concerned about my mental health at that point.
Sure, yeah.
But so, I stayed in his, at his apartment, and then the Nebraska State Patrol started calling his apartment. I did, this is 2002. I didn't even have a cell phone. And Nebraska State Patrol started calling his, leaving messages on his answering machine.
Was this after you got pulled over with the rusty guy or before?
This is long before.
Whoa.
This is 2 or 3 years before. So, so there was a woman, I was sitting, Dirk was coming back from his work and I was sitting watching the History Channel or something like that. And then, I hear a knock on the door and I go look through the hole and it's this really freaky looking woman.
Ugh.
And she says, I've got a book for you. And okay, so by the time this happened, I'd interviewed a victim. I'd interviewed Rusty Nelson. I caught someone following me. I was, you know, I was like, you know, DEFCON 4 at this point. And so, and my buddy Dirk was, you know, he was getting, you know, kind of uptight about it too, because I'd obviously kicked the hornet's nest. And so this woman said, I want to give you a book. And at this point, I did not want my fingerprints on that book. And I didn't want her fingerprints in my friend's apartment.
Yeah.
So I said, you know, please leave. And she wouldn't leave. And I said, come on, just leave, you know? And then, and
that's
then
scary.
I got her and then she eventually left. And then my buddy Dirk came in with some groceries. We were going to cook dinner that night. And he goes, you know, I saw this freaky woman. And, I said, well, she's been, you know, I've just been talking to her for about 5 or 10 minutes. And then, so, Dirk is making dinner and then she comes back and then Dirk looks at her. I look at her, you know, through the people. And, I said, dude, we can't let her in this apartment. We don't want her fingerprints in this apartment at all. We don't want her fingerprint. On that book. So
what was the book? Could you say?
I didn't see it.
Say Cheese and Die by R.L. Stine.
So
Goosebumps.
It is very spooky.
Dude, that's terrifying. Yeah.
So she decided to leave, but her parting shot was, you're in a great deal of danger. You're going to get killed.
What?
And now that really short-circuited not only me, but Dirk.
Yeah.
You know, Dirk realized, you know, this is real. And so we had a very nice dinner that night, but we didn't get a lot of
That was the part of the book that I was going to sleep, and then that story is told, and I was like, that's very scary.
That's scary.
Because I know the look of a crazy, like, you know, looking through a peephole and seeing a lady out there like, Drew.
Yeah.
Like that type of,
They always stand like right up against the door. I had a crazy lady knock on my door. I think she was just genuinely just a crazy lady. And they like, I opened the door and her face is right there. I'm like,
Yeah, very scary.
Well, at that point I'd gotten very cautious. And like I said, I didn't want my fingerprints or Dirk's fingerprint. So,
good call.
But yeah, in an investigation like that, you've got to kind of think about, like before I went and tried to get pictures with Rusty. I made a video of myself and I said, this is what I'm going to do. You know, if I get busted for these pictures, I'm in pursuit of this story. Mm-hmm. If I don't come back, you know, we obviously got the pictures. So,
What do you do with that? Do you just like give it to your friends? And be like, hey.
Yeah, I give it to my, I did is, all my interviews, I put them on CDs. I gave them to everybody.
Gotcha.
And then all the documentation that I had, it's in three different areas.
The scary part about it has got to be that they don't really care who knows. You know what I mean? Like the way they did with Epstein. I mean, they blew up that guy's plane.
Yeah.
They killed Epstein in front of the entire country.
Oh, yeah.
Like it seems like they're really not worried about it. I think once they survive one news cycle, it's over. They're clear.
It's done, yeah.
Yeah, I think with my situation, I was a freelance journalist, and I think that other journalists had looked into that and they put heat on him, and that was the end of it.
Mm.
And so they just thought that that'd kind of be the end of Nick Bryant. And I can remember I had a mentor. He's since died. He was a journalist, and we were walking through Washington Square Park, and I was looking up at the buildings for snipers. I left Nebraska very freaked out.
Yeah.
And we sat down, and he was a mentor of mine. He was a great guy. I loved him deeply. And he goes, if you don't want to pursue this, I'll still respect you. And I thought about, I said, I think I have to pursue this. I mean, I know about it. I got to do what I can to get it out in the world. So
yeah, that was, and it's an undeniable fact that a ton of kids are sex trafficked. It's like, there's no this isn't people they lump this like, oh, this is all conspiracy stuff. It's like, well, there are kids getting sex trafficked. There's been big sex traffickers getting busted, and then it just goes away. So like you were saying, like, the only people who can do that are, two people. That's like, clearly something's amiss. How do you get kids, or what's like your, this might sound funny, what's like practical advice to like make sure your kids don't get caught up in this stuff? Because they're saying now with like the internet, they can kind of just contact kids online, and like they look for kids who are like slightly disheveled.
Well, it's a thing. I mean, if a kid's from a lower socioeconomic background, a dysfunctional background, they're prime.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do.
For predators. Right? I mean, and predators really know how to prey. I mean, guys like Lawrence King and Craig Spence and Jeffrey Epstein, I mean, those guys are predators par excellence. They know how to get children. And they obviously really don't have any legal problems. Uh-huh. So retribution. So they can get kids and molest them with impunity.
Jesus Christ. That was the thing I was watching today. It was just about this one guy would go to like football games and just go to like a high school football game. He saw a girl with like an ankle monitor, and he's like, perfect. She's clearly,
I guess, if you just see a girl without a dad or parents.
Yeah.
Just like, it's like perfect. That's,
and Epstein was also buying children in Eastern Europe too.
Oh man.
So
that Satanist group, weren't they like breeding? Allegedly, they were like breeding kids for like the purpose of selling them. The Finders. There was like some.
The Finders were. There was a telex about the Finders buying a kid.
Oh, okay.
In Hong Kong, and then there was also evidence that the Finders would respond to people that were looking for babysitters.
Oh
yeah, oddly enough, Jesus, if you look up the Finders, because when I was reading the book, I started trying to look up there's almost nothing.
Really? There's a great article,
awfully hard to find.
Elizabeth Voss, VOS, wrote a really good article on the Finders. It's the most it's the best rendition of the Finders that anybody's ever come up with.
Yeah.
And I did find one of those kids, I got to the grandmother. I found the grandmother, and then the grandmother had taken on the Finders to get the kid. And the Finders had really subjected her to, a terror, just a lot of terror. But she's hung in there. She wanted her grandchild out of that cult. And I asked if the kid was only 17 at that time or 16, and I asked if she would mind if I interviewed the kid, and she said that she didn't want me to interview him.
Gotcha.
So I just, backed off.
Fair enough. Yeah.
So we're getting close to time here.
Yeah.
How about you got a book coming out? You said in July.
I do. I've got a book.
You
want to
talk about that at all?
It's called The Truth About Watergate: A Tale of Extraordinary Lies and Liars, and what you'll see in this book is that the Watergate cover story is almost purely fabrications. And Woodward and Bernstein are pathological liars. Mm. I've got them nailed in so many lies. I mean, they even lie. I mean, they lie about important things, but like Bernstein's talking about, he's going out to talk to someone and he's in this storm. And then on that particular day, there's no storm. I mean, they're lying about inconsequential things like that. I mean, they're just telling lies. And Bernstein said that he was ducking a subpoena and hung out in a theater where he was watching Deep Throat. Well, actually, Deep Throat wasn't even shown, you know, during that period in Washington, D.C. So there's so many lies.
Oh, man.
And